Whatever you focus on, you're going to experience. So what happened for me is I thought, okay, I must be focusing on something to be getting this, you know, this experience of writing. I thought, what am I focusing on? And the answer was obvious. I was focusing on how can I make this better? And I thought, you know, that's a primary focus of my whole life. Everything I do, I have to make it better. It's a primary focus of my life. And then as I thought about this, I had this flash of when I originally created Date with Destiny, because I originally created this after a guy embezzled all this money from me, he was my partner, and I was so emotionally distraught and know what to do. I was at the time when my company wasn't doing $100 million in sales or anything like that. It was doing like $3 million in sales, and we were $758,000 in debt, and I was doing 200 plus days a year on the road. And I was burning to the ground, and then he embezzled money from me on top of it. I was destroyed emotionally, it felt like. And I kept saying, boy, Robbins, you think you're so smart about human psychology, but you didn't predict this. And out of that experience, I started asking new what? Questions. And by the way, questions are what control what you focus on. Questions do. Two things do in reality. Your values. So in other words, if I value adventure in life, I'm going to notice things different than if I value security. But what actively, moment to moment, controls your focus is the questions you ask yourself. And what you focus on, you'll feel. If you focus on something that's not true, but you picture it, you focus on it, does it feel absolutely real to you in that moment, yes or no?
Yes.
You ever been focused on how the world was going to come again, or someone hated you, or somebody screwed you over, and you were so angry, so hurt, so fearful, and then later on you found out you're wrong? But when you're focusing on it, your body goes there. Focus controls your feelings. Focus controls your life, and questions control your focus. So when I went to Fiji, I started asking what really makes people do what they do, and I woke up one morning and I went in one of these states where literally at 7:38 in the morning I got up and I started writing. I went to this main burrow, they call it, this main area, and I was writing like crazy. And people in the, you know, I didn't own the hotel in those days, and people were coming in looking at me like I looked like I was possessed because I was writing so fast. I didn't just write, I didn't like think and write. I was like writing for hours and hours and hours. I literally went until lunchtime for a break, and then I went to like 7 o'clock at night, never stopping. At the end, I had filled two journals. My hand was crinkled up. My fingers were crinkled up. Two journals were full. I couldn't read any of it, but I created Date with Destiny. And I really did. And the first client I put through the program was who? Me. And it was the most profound change in my life.